Yovani Gallardo is in search of his first ever win against the A's, and his offense would help him out in a big way on Sunday.
Swing and a ground ball base hit through the right side, and here comes Dyson on to score. And just like that, the Mariners have an early 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning as Cano comes through.
Base is loaded, two outs now. Let's see if Taylor Motter can pick it up. 0 for his last nine.
Motter a shot high, left center field. How much is this going to carry? It's gone for a grand slam. That'll open it up. 6-0 Mariners.
Veteran right-hander Yovani Gallardo on the mound looking for his first win as a Mariner.
Three pitches, all it takes. Olsen is quickly disposed of. Swing and a miss for strike three. Second time he has got an Olsen. Seven strikeouts for Yovani Gallardo.
0-1 pitch. Swung on a right to Freeman, who dives towards the line. A leaping Superman grab, two down.
Strap a cape on that man.
Good situation here for Nelson Cruz. There's a drive. Deep left field. Boom, stick, baby. Three-run homer, Nelson Cruz.
That's Nelly's third home run of the year. The Mariners take a 9-0 lead and go on to win 11-1. Yovani Gallardo goes 6 1/3 and allows one run to get his first ever win against the A's. And Daniel Vogelbach, an M's rookie, gets his first big league RBI in the win. The Mariners score 11 runs on 11 hits in Sunday series finale at the Coliseum. And Scott Servais watches his team improve to 8-12.
Our at-bats were really good all day, but you know, I can tip my hat. Yovani Gallardo did an awesome job. Kind of mixed up some things and spent some time with Mel kind of changing up his game plan a little bit going into today, and it really paid dividends. You know, you saw more changeup, more back and forth instead of just, you know, always going to the cutter or slider, and it was really effective. And you know, I think it's something that he can hold on to and run with for a while.
And with Nelly, he'd been putting a good swing on balls, but today he's got a little bit more to show for it.
No doubt. Big day. You know, the three-run homer, you know, he had five RBIs today. A lot of guys up and down the lineup today. Haniger continues to be very impressive. He just doesn't give at-bats away. Robbie swung the bat well. So, you know, it's nice. The contributions up and down, and that's what's going to take for us to hopefully put a streak together.
Can Haniger set a tone with those at-bats? Do you see that in the lineup?
Well, no doubt. He just doesn't give at-bats away. It sounds easy, but when you're having a good day or you're having a bad day, sometimes you just throw away a bat here or there. He just doesn't do that. He has a very good approach. He knows what he's looking for when he goes up there and what he can handle and what the pitcher's going to try to do, and you know, he rides it out. So it has been probably the highlight of our season so far is what he's done in the two-hole.
Did it seem like there was a little extra energy out there today?
Yeah. I think, you know, guys are disappointed we haven't played better on the road. And you know, I talked earlier, you got a hit on the road. We haven't gotten a lot of hits with men on base, and hopefully those things picked up today. And so when that happens, I mean, good things are going to happen. And we've got a good offensive team, but you know, you got to get hits with men on base.
Hey, Scott, go ahead, Greg. I've been waiting for the big hit. Motter comes up with the one. I mean, how big is that to just kind of break things over?
It's huge. You know, Taylor hasn't missed many fastballs. And the ball's down, middle in, he doesn't miss it. And very aggressive player. Obviously, he's up there hunting the fastball. He got it and put a great swing on it. But, you know, I just thought, you know, a very professional approach by all of our guys today. And, you know, we need some big hits. We got them.
Hey, this is Motter's last day as your starting shortstop, probably. You got to find a place for him?
We'll find a place for him, yeah. What he's brought, just an offensive punch in our lineup, quality of at-bats. We'll keep moving him around the field, but it'll give guys a chance to get a day off here or there. We'll see how, you know, Kyle's feeling after the day off and go from there.
Scott, as a collective whole, is this as good a group at-bats as you've seen from your team?
I think so, yeah, no doubt. Their pitcher had been throwing very well. Triggs, I don't think, had given up anything coming into the game. Had been one of the hotter guys in the league. So, you know, it says a lot. Our guys just, you know, kind of grinded and took some walks, got a couple hits, and then, you know, the big blast by Motter was really nice. So, and we joked yesterday that I said if we scored 10 runs, I would break out there, wear some of their gold chains and Nelly's gold shoes on the plane. So it'll be an interesting ride tonight.
The Mariners will next play on Tuesday in Detroit. Felix Hernandez will start the opener against the Tigers.